There's a rodeo Saturday in West Valley City, but it doesn't include livestock and cowboys. It involves journeymen and apprentice electrical workers coming together to show off their skills and compete for a prize that might shock onlookers.
They earn bragging rights to say that, not only could I climb that pole faster than anyone else, I did it safer than anyone else, because there's a lot of points deducted if they do anything that's unsafe.
That's Paul Murphy, a spokesperson for Rocky Mountain Power, who is partnering with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers to sponsor the 22nd annual Utah Lineman's Rodeo. He says the rodeo is meant to reinforce skill and safety.
These guys and gals are going out during rain, snow, and wind, and they've got to do it safely. But a lot of times, it's really dangerous stuff. The idea is you want to be good at what you do, but the most important thing is you have to be safe while you're doing it.
Murphy says competitors will be climbing 45-foot poles with an egg in their mouth, which they cannot break, and rescuing a victim, played by Mannequin, from the top of the pole. Teams from Pacific Gas and Electric, Portland General Electric, St. George City Electric, and other companies are coming to participate. Because of the danger involved in their line of work, Murphy says the rodeo is a fun event that enables the participants to safely show their families and communities what they do on the job.
It's a time to celebrate the people who are out there doing their best to keep our power on.
The awards banquet and silent auction, which follows the rodeo, will be donating all of their proceeds to the University of Utah Healthcare Burn Center and the Pacific Court Memorial Scholarship Fund. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.